Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Patriot Podcast. This is your host, as always, Chris Roth. And I'm hoping to get some other people on here. It does get very boring talking by myself. I just gotta get a few mics. I'm still on that process. But going to today's subject, the title of this episode is Biden Wins Mario Kart. And the subject is Harris has been taking phone calls with heads of states and world leaders. Interesting. So, less than 1 month in, we're getting Biden's administration's true colors. It appears Biden isn't doing much of anything. Nothing at all, really. As a matter of fact, Biden has been giving his major responsibilities to his VP and his White House spokeswoman. That is right. Believe it or not, Harris has already spoken to two foreign heads of state so far. The first one is the Canadian Prime Minister. The second one is French President. Both conversations on behalf of the President. It seems that these calls are a job typically reserved for the President of the United States. What did she talk about with them? No one really knows. She's probably even talked to more major world leaders. And these calls came shortly after Biden said he spent 2 hours on the phone with the Chinese president. As if Biden casually dropped 2 hours into the convo. You know, he makes it seem like he's really working so hard in that Oval Office at Castle Rock. Because, you know, let us not forget, this is all just a movie. Now, why would Biden be giving his major responsibilities to his vice president? Is there something we don't know going on? Or is he just too busy playing Mario Kart at Camp David? He was seen at Mario Kart playing Camp David. Because, you know, that is a president we need right there. If he's not sniffing children, he's being a child. That's sad. You know, he's almost like Obama, when Obama took all those times to go out and just play a few rounds of golf. Now, Biden doesn't look like Biden to me. Biden is not Biden. You can't miss that. Now, going to the spokeswoman of the White House, Jen Psaki, has been typically the voice of this administration. Whereas Biden hasn't come out publicly. And when he does, it's very minimal when he does. And who knows what the hell he was talking about with the Chinese president. Who knows? Now, Psaki admitted about early February, around the 16th or so, she suspended the deputy press secretary, T.J. Ducklow, without even telling Biden. Biden didn't even know. And she suspended TJ, Mr. Ducklow, after TJ himself told a reporter he would destroy her career. Why? Why does he want to destroy her career? Why? Ducklow has since resigned without any of Sleepy Joe's involvement. Maybe it's because Biden is too busy being a child. I mean, if you look back at when Biden first got in, how many executive orders did he sign? He is reversing everything that Trump put into play. Because he wants to go back to that 16-year plan that President Obama had in place. He wants to erase history. He wants to erase the Constitution. It seems as if everyone else in this wonderful administration that we're seeing on TV is doing more than Biden himself. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Vice President Pence took zero phone calls? Zero. Back in 2020 for President Trump? I mean, think about that. It seems as if Biden was only a good vice president. I mean, Donald Trump said it. All he knew was how to kiss Barack Obama's ass. And I truly believe that Trump finished what JFK started before he was assassinated. Why do you think he was assassinated? This has been one big sting operation that Trump finished that JFK started. I mean, if you look at JFK's burial site, you can clearly see that if you zoom out, there's a queue. The pathways make a queue. The walkways, the sidewalks, they make a queue. Who's been giving out all of this information? The Q, QAnon. And I think Trump completed this operation. I truly do. And I truly do think, ladies and gentlemen, that we're just watching a movie. Because it seems as if Biden's too worried about keeping the fires going in the fireplace at Castle Rock than anything. Do you know that there was a TikTok going around, ladies and gentlemen, of Biden sitting in a chair in the corner of the room? The room wasn't even put together. I tell you, someone probably got fired that day. Or when he was signing the executive orders. Those beautiful studio lights reflecting back on those Oval Office windows. He's not worried about helping Texas. He's not worried about gas prices. He's trying to go back to the 16-year plan. The plan that Obama had in place. If you look at Biden's Air Force One? Google it. You go to images, look up Biden's Air Force One, and then look at Trump's Air Force One. Biden's riding in a regular passenger plane. That looks like someone just, oh, yep, throw a gold line on there and do the bottom half a light blue and call it good. Put United States of America on there. No one won't know. Air Force One is a hell of a machine. It is a beast. And it makes Biden's passenger plane look like the child he is. Small. Now, going back to this phone call bit, why is he giving a job that's typically reserved for the President of the United States to Harris? It seems as if Harris knows what she's doing. Or are they being told what to do and how to do it? I think Biden is just a puppet. And that's the sad thing. Do you remember when I went back into my other podcast and I talked about March 5th, March 4th, March 5th? This is what Trump wants. He wants people to open up and open their eyes and see what is actually going on. I mean, you got ten, eleven days till March 4th, March 5th. It's not too far away. Actually, as a matter of fact, President Trump is coming out to CPAC. Believe that. For what? No one really knows. You know, Q has said it. Don Jr. has said it. Just sit back and watch the show, ladies and gentlemen. Because that's all this really is. It's like this post said that I seen a while back. They're after Trump. Trump was just in the way. They're actually after us. There's a video I want you ladies and gentlemen to watch. Do a little bit of homework here. There's a video on YouTube, and the guy's name is Kim Clement. He's what I like to think of as a vision pastor who sees visions or gets visions from a higher spirit. Crazy, I know. But there's a video that came out in 2008. And he talks about the impeachment. He talks about the snow. He talks everything that you've seen so far. And I believe it's called Kim Clement Trump Prophecy. Now, when Obama was in office, Biden looks a lot different than he does now. Facial features, eyes, hairline. You can't miss it, folks. It's crazy to believe that there's people out there who actually think that this man is fit enough to be the President of the United States. You look, even Kim Clement said this back in 2008. You look at the stock market. What's going on with that? I have Coinbase. You can buy, sell, trade Bitcoin. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a wonderful app. And I feel like Bitcoin and gold and silver is going to be the new currency. I truly do. And Biden, Biden seems to be worried. All these Democrats, all these higher-ups in D.C. are terrified of Trump. They don't know what he's doing. They don't know what he's going to do. Why do you think the fence is still up? Better yet, going back to March 5th, March 4th, that's when the troops leave D.C. Why? No. It's pretty sad that Harris and the rest of the administration is actually kind of acting like they know what they're doing compared to Biden. But I'm telling you right now, you go watch Kim Clement, and he speaks a lot about what's going on. And that was how many years ago? I mean, you think about it. Trump has done the unthinkable. He went and seen Kim Jong-un by himself. He didn't need anyone. He didn't need a fence. He didn't need a military. He went in there by himself. But you know full well that if Biden was to go in there, it had guards, fence, you name it. And Trump's ratings have gone out of the roof since he left office. He's 0-2 on impeachments. That's a hell of a stride. They are erasing history, Biden and his administration. That's what they want. They want the 16-year plan. So they're going to erase history. They're taking down statues. They're even passing a bill. I don't know if it has been passed or not, but there was a bill that was supposed to be passed of where Trump can't be buried at Arlington Cemetery, and all the Confederates that are buried there are going to be dumped into national waters. Well, we can't have that. They were fighting for slavery. It's a part of history, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your big adult pants. If you don't like our history, then don't fucking be here. It's sad. It's real sad that this world has come to this. You got news, people. You got the Democrats. You've got head people in D.C. more worried about a president that is no longer in a foreign office than what's going on now. Look at Texas. You want to talk about something real bad? Look at gas prices already. And Trump warned us. He warned us about this stuff. But this is what Trump wanted. Was for us to see that we were brainwashed. That's what he wants. Why do you think he's been so quiet? Going back to Kim, he says, even in his visions, that this man will speak not very much, is his words. Or speak not enough. And I'm just truly amazed at how bad this administration is doing to make it seem like it's an actual administration. You got a spokeswoman doing more than the president. You got the vice president doing more than the president. But the spokeswoman is doing more than the vice president. But I'll have to circle back to you on that, won't I? You know, it's like this administration was bought off Wish. Where you think it's good, and then you get it, and it's not the actual product. That's how I see this administration. But going back to March 5th, March 4th, I truly do believe that we are going to see something those days. I'm not holding my breath, but I think I'll see something. I think we'll all see something. And in the Constitution, it says if there is a government in place that is treading on the Constitution, or any laws, amendments, anything of the Constitution, we the people can overturn. And I think that's what needs to happen still. I said that back when Biden was getting inaugurated. This has been a dark winter, ladies and gentlemen. A very, very dark winter. Do you know that the Bible, the New Testament of the Bible, I know we're getting biblical here, but the New Testament of the Bible was written by Greeks of the Roman Empire. Do you remember that triangle I was talking about? The Third Eye, the Illuminati. Y'all remember me talking about that? I feel like all of those events in the New Testament is happening because we were part, we're supposed to be a part of the Roman Empire. I know that sounds crazy. I know it does. But you think, every president, there was a picture on MAGABook, every president was related to the Romans somehow, some way. And they were all related to one another somehow, some way. Except one. I truly believe, ladies and gentlemen, that some major things are going to start happening. The central bank has plummeted. They're doomed. Because we're getting a new currency. Bitcoin, crypto. We aren't going off the fiat anymore. The fiat currency. Now, why is Biden trying to reverse everything so fast. Think about that. I feel like this is a race, and I feel like everything is going to come to a head at the same time. And it's going to be scary. It's going to be absolutely terrifying. And like the Q and Don Jr. has said, just sit back and enjoy the show. Us patriots need to stand strong. Because this isn't over yet. And it won't be for quite a while. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening tonight. God bless you. God bless America. And have a good rest of your night. This is the Daily Patriot Show.